Welcome to a very special edition of the podcast as the Rating Room presents The Wrestling Room.
The Rating Room.
Now in this episode, we're going to go back to where it all began as we review the main event of the very first WrestleMania. That being Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. But before we get into that, it's some news and notes, facts and figures if you like. WrestleMania, or WrestleMania 1, I guess you can call it now, took place on the 31st of March 1985 in Madison Square Garden, New York City. The reported attendance was 19,121 people. In the run-up to the event, WWE, or WWF at the time, cross-promoted heavily with MTV, and one of the celebrities heavily involved in the promotion was Cyndi Lauper. 6 weeks before WrestleMania, WWE promoted an event on MTV called The War to Settle the Score. Now, this was also at Madison Square Garden, and I think the crowd was actually slightly up on what WrestleMania reported. I think it was in the 20-something thousand range. The main event that evening was Hulk Hogan defending his WWE Championship against Rowdy Roddy Piper. Now, the match ended in a disqualification after interference from Mr. T and Paul Orndorff, and thus that kind of set the tone for what we were going to see in the main event 6 weeks later. The night before WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T hosted an episode of Saturday Night Live as another way to get engagement and advertise the event that was to come. One fun fact, the original name considered for WrestleMania was the Colossal Tussle, and I believe it was ring announcer Howard Finkel who suggested the name WrestleMania, and that's what stuck. Now, before we get into the match proper, just to let you know, some other matches that were on the card that evening saw Tito Santana defeat The Executioner, King Kong Bundy defeated Special Delivery Jones in a record-setting 9 seconds, although it was actually timed at 24 seconds, but let's not let the facts get in the way of a good story. Ricky Steamboat defeated Matt Bourne. There was a match between Brutus Beefcake and David Sammartino, which ended in a double disqualification. Junkyard Dog defeated the Intercontinental Champion Greg Valentine by count-out. But for those wrestling fans out there, you will know you cannot win the title via count-out, so Valentine retained the title. There were new tag team champions, though, as the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov defeated the champions the US Express, which is the team of Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo. Andre the Giant defeated Big John Studd in the $15,000 Body Slam Challenge. And Wendi Richter, who was accompanied to ringside by Cyndi Lauper, defeated Leilani Kai to become the new WWF Women's Champion. And that led us to the main event. Now, I rewatched this match last night, actually, very recently. Obviously, it's, you know, we're close to 40 years ago, so things have changed quite a lot since then. But to begin with, the bagpipers and the drummers are coming down to the ring, playing Piper and Orndorff on their way. They're accompanied to ringside by Cowboy Bob Orton. That will become very important as the match plays out. Now, one thing I noticed, and I've seen this many, many times, but it's been quite a while since I watched, but there's no grand stage, there's no elaborate entranceway like you'd see nowadays. It's just a short walk through the crowd, and they need police and security escorts because they're so close to the people. Now, on the version I watched, which was on the WWE Network, you can then hear Real American being played as Hulk Hogan and Mr. T come to the ring. In actual fact, the entrance music that evening was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, but in the version on the WWE Network, they've had to dub over the music to avoid paying a rights fee, so that's why you hear Real American. Now, as I mentioned, Cowboy Bob Orton is in the corner of Piper and Orndorff. Jimmy Superfly Snuka is in the corner of Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. Now, the crowd really pumped for this. Lots of yellow and red foam fingers in support of Hogan. It's really quite loud as well. You know, they're really on their feet. This is a big deal. And I mentioned Cyndi Lauper was at the event. It's not the end of the celebrities. There was Billy Martin, who was the guest ring announcer. Liberace rings the bell to get the match under the way. And Muhammad Ali is the outside referee. So as the bell rings, the match is on. We get Paul Orndorff and Hulk Hogan starting things off, but lots of stalling. You know, not really any action at this point. Orndorff then tags in Piper. Piper wants Mr. T, so Hogan tags in Mr. T. They square off. There's a few slaps exchanged, a little bit of mat wrestling. You know, nothing too violent at this stage, but it breaks down very quickly. All four men in the ring, even Muhammad Ali has to come into the ring to help restore order. Hogan's hitting some of his basic offense. He's hitting some punches. He hits an atomic drop. Mr. T gets in there, hits some body slams and hip tosses. It's pretty basic by today's standard, you'd have to say, but the crowd is absolutely loving it. This is a fantastic atmosphere that they're generating. Then we get some cheap shots, and Orndorff and Piper take over on Hogan. They even use a chair at one point, and Hogan seems to be in trouble. But he fights his way back, tags Mr. T, but Mr. T then gets taken down, and he's worked over with some boots. But he manages to fight back, gets Hogan back in, crowd goes wild for Hogan. But again, their offense is cut off as Orndorff hits a suplex. Then things break down again. You know, everyone's in the ring. We see Paul Orndorff has Hulk Hogan in some sort of hold. I think he's got him in the full Nelson. Cowboy Bob Orton tries to interfere. The referee's not looking, so off he goes to the top rope, jumps down, but there's a miscue, and he hits Orndorff instead of Hogan, and he's got a cast on his arm. Those long-time fans will know he had that cast on his arm for quite some time, and that knocks Orndorff out, Hogan with the pin and the win. After the match, Piper hits the referee. That just happens to be Pat Patterson, for those of you in the know. And off he storms. And Orndorff eventually comes through, but he's groggy and he's furious, and off he goes. And we end with Hogan doing his famous, or I guess you could say infamous, poses. And a line from commentary that kind of sums things up, as Gorilla Monsoon says that WrestleMania is, quote, the greatest wrestling extravaganza of the century. As a fun little match, let's talk about some ratings. Now, in our usual rating room podcast, we talk about IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. There isn't really a wrestling equivalent to quite that standard, but we do have a couple of things. Cage Match website is a pretty well-known source of wrestling ratings, as it were. And based on 144 votes of this match, it was rated 5.46 out of 10 on average, which is pretty respectable. Probably one of the more famous ratings you get in wrestling is from Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer, where he gives star ratings. For some reason, there's no rating for this, and I'm not really sure why. So I'll have to leave that out for this one. But you didn't come here to hear those ratings, you came to hear mine. I rated this 5 out of 10. It's a fine little match. It doesn't really hold up in today's standards in terms of the action that you see. But I have to say, the crowd absolutely loved it. It was a real good atmosphere. They knew how to work the crowd properly. And I guess it was more about the spectacle than about the wrestling. So there you have it. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you soon for more match reviews here on The Wrestling Room.